brought to you by Penguin.
The Descent of Man by Grayson Perry. Read by Johnny Phillips. The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Gloria Steinem. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm riding my mountain bike through the forest up a long, steep track. Halfway up, I see a young boy, maybe 9 or 10 years old. He is struggling. This track is a tough challenge for anyone not used to mountain biking, let alone a kid on a new bicycle. He can't work the gears and wobbles and grinds to a halt. Tears run down his face. "Dad! Dad!" he yells, sobbing. He's crying for help, but he is also in a boiling rage. I offer to help him, but he's so angry, so ashamed, that he doesn't acknowledge me. As I pedal past up the hill, I see the father in the distance. He's standing silently next to his mountain bike, arms folded across his chest, staring at his son 200 metres down the hill. He also looks angry. I've seen that father's face on 1,000 football touchlines, outside 1,000 school gates. It's a face that says, "Toughen up, don't whine, be a man." It's the face of someone who hands down the rage and pain of what it is to be a man. I feel incensed on the boy's behalf. I can't help myself. I say to the father, "I hope your son can afford a good psychotherapist when he grows up." The father doesn't respond. I hope that in picking up this book, you have already acknowledged that masculinity needs to be questioned, that gender inequality is a huge issue for all of us, and that the world would be a better place without it. What I hope this small book might do is bring awareness of masculinity to more people, awareness being a step towards change, because many forms of masculinity can be very destructive. If this is the first book you have bought about gender, I am joyful. We need to examine masculinity, not just to prevent small boys from crying with rage at their impassive fathers on a mountain bike ride, but to change the whole world for the better. Examining masculinity can seem like a luxury problem, a pastime for a wealthy, well-educated, peaceful society, but I would argue the opposite. The poorer, the more undeveloped, the more uneducated a society is, the more masculinity needs realigning with the modern world, because masculinity is probably holding back that society. All over the globe, crimes are committed, wars are started, women are being held back, and economies are disastrously distorted by men because of their outdated version of masculinity. We need to get a philosophical fingernail under the edge of the firmly stuck-down masculinity sticker so we can get hold of it and rip it off. Beneath the sticker, men are naked and vulnerable, human even. It's a newsroom cliché that masculinity is always somehow in crisis, under threat from pollutants such as shifting gender roles. But to me, many aspects of masculinity seem such a blight on society that to say it is in crisis is like saying racism was in crisis in civil rights era America. Masculinity needs to change. Some may question this, but they are often white, middle-class men with nice jobs and nice families. The current state of masculinity is biased in their favour. What about all the teenagers who think the only manly way out of poverty and dysfunction is to become a criminal? What about all the lonely men who can't get a partner, have trouble making friends, and end up killing themselves? What about all the angry men who inflict their masculine baggage on the rest of us? All of us males need to look at ourselves with a clear eye and ask what sort of men would make the world a better place for everyone. When we think about masculinity in men, the issues can quickly become scarily global and serious. A discussion about hipster fashions or who does the washing up can rapidly spiral into a debate about rape, war, terrorism, religious oppression, and predatory capitalism. I sometimes watch the evening news on television and think all the world's problems can be boiled down to one single thing: the behaviour of people with a Y chromosome. Men seem to be the ones with the power, the money, the guns, and the criminal records. The consequences of rogue masculinity are...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?